WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The radiosondes that we spoke of last week produce one of the most valuable tools in meteorology, a thermodynamic profile of the atmosphere, often called SKU-Ts for the type of diagram used to plot the data. The temperature profile typically shows the temperature decreasing with height, at least through the troposphere. But sometimes there are levels in the atmosphere where the temperature actually increases with height. These are called inversions. There are several ways inversions can be created. High-pressure subsidence, or sinking air. Warm air advection in the middle levels of the troposphere. Radiational cooling of the Earth's surface. Warm air flowing over a large cold water body. A frontal inversion. And the ever-present tropopause inversion. Plotted soundings often contain a value called cap. This value tells the strength of the inversion in the low levels of the atmosphere. An inversion is most commonly found near the top of the planetary boundary layer or that transition zone of differential advection. The cap is important since it can both promote severe weather or prevent storms from forming. If the cap is too strong, parcels of air will not be able to rise above the cap. Since the cap is an inversion, a strong inversion of warm air prevents air from rising above the cap, since the air parcels become cooler than the environment when they reach the cap. On the other hand, the cap can trap moisture and heat in the planetary boundary layer that will gradually weaken the cap. The warmer and more humid the air gets, the weaker the cap will become. Once the cap is broken, explosive development of thunderstorms can occur. A general rule is that if the cap is greater than about 2.0 degrees centigrade, the cap will not be broken within the next few hours. Once the cap drops below 2.0, convection is likely to occur. Forecasting the cap accurately is often a key to a great forecast. Some days the cap will be too strong and will maintain itself, resulting in no storms, even in the heat of the day. These days are sometimes labeled busts and are one of the reasons why days with a moderate or high chances of severe storms end up with no convection at all. Guess I'll put on my cap and wind this up for another week. Remember, if you have questions about weather terms, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.